The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Janice Peary from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Welcome to Welcome to Read to Succeed, a program especially for young children. Our first book today is The Gingerbread Boy. And this is a retelling of the story by Mary Englebright. A little old woman and a little old man once lived together in a little old house. One day the old woman made a little gingerbread boy. When she went to take him from the oven, up he jumped and away he ran. The old woman and the old man ran after him, calling, "Stop, little gingerbread boy!" But the gingerbread boy just laughed and sang, "Run, run as fast as you can. You can't catch me. I'm the gingerbread man." The gingerbread boy ran on and on until he met a cow. "Stop," said the cow. "I want to eat you." But the little gingerbread boy hollered, "Run, run as fast as you can. You can't catch me. I'm the gingerbread man." The gingerbread boy ran on until he met a horse. "Stop," said the horse. "I want to eat you." But the little gingerbread boy called, "Run, run as fast as you can. You can't catch me. I'm the gingerbread man." The little gingerbread boy ran on until he met a pig. "Stop," said the pig. "I want to eat you." But the little gingerbread boy shouted, "Run, run, as fast as you can. You can't catch me. I'm the gingerbread man." Then the little gingerbread boy ran on and on until he met a fox. "Hello," said the fox politely. Well, the little gingerbread boy was feeling very bold by now, and so he said to the fox, "I've run away from the little old woman and a little old man and a cow and a horse and a pig. And I can run away from you, I can. And then he started to run, singing his little song, until suddenly he stopped, for he had come to the river. The fox caught up with the gingerbread boy. "Now just jump on my tail, and I will take you across the water," the fox said kindly. And the gingerbread boy did. First, he climbed on the fox's tail. But the water got deep. After a minute, the fox said, "The water is deeper. Jump on my back." And so the gingerbread boy did. Then, in the middle of the river, the fox said, "It's getting deeper. Jump on my shoulder." And the gingerbread boy did. Now, when they were near the other side, the fox cried, "The water is even deeper here. Jump on my nose." And the gingerbread boy did. And in 2 ticks of an eye, the fox opened his jaws and snapped the gingerbread up. "Delicious little gingerbread boy," he said as he got out at the other bank. Our next book is The Biggest Job of All by Harriet Seifert. "Mommy, when I am all grown up, I want to have a really big job." "Well, maybe you could take care of the baby, Lulu." "No, Mommy, that's not what I mean." "Maybe you'll invite lots of people and have a big party." "No, Mommy, that's not what I mean," said Lulu. "Mommy, I mean a really, really big job." "Well, Lulu dear, maybe you'll wash an elephant." "Mommy, you're being silly. I don't want to wash an elephant. I'd get all wet." Lulu, you could be a teacher. That's a big and important job. I don't want to be a teacher. Teachers have to wipe noses, tie shoelaces, and fix stuck zippers all day long. Well, would you rather be a doctor or a nurse, Lulu? No, Mommy. I don't like medicine, and I don't like shots. Lulu, you could drive a big rig or operate a big crane. Mommy, I don't want to wear a hard hat. Hats itch. Mommy, what's a really, really big job? The biggest job you know? Actually, Lulu, the biggest job I know is taking care of your brother and you. It's the most important job I know. Mommy, are you sure? I'm sure, Lulu. It's a really big and a really important job. Well, then, I'd like to be a mommy. A mommy just like you. I love you, Mommy. Lulu, I love you too. Good night. And may all your dreams come true. And could I be an author just like you? Maybe you will do that too, Lulu. But now it's time to close your eyes and start dreaming. And here is Lulu dreaming about all the things a mother would do and an author would do. And here she's washing a little baby in a bathtub, and here she's feeding the baby a bottle, and here she's sitting at her computer writing stories, especially for kids. Here she's answering the phone and putting papers together for another of her books. Good night, Lulu. And Lulu is sound asleep, having sweet dreams. In May, there's a very special day that we always celebrate on the second Sunday of May. And it is Mother's Day. And that book was especially for Mother's Day. This book is The Gingerbread Girl by Lisa Campbell Ernst. You remember the very sad story of the gingerbread boy. He ran away from the lonely old woman who baked him, as well as from many other hungry characters. His dash through life was ended in one greedy gulp by a sly fox pretending to help him cross a river. This is the story of his younger but wiser sister. A full year had passed since the lonely old woman and the lonely old man had lost their gingerbread boy to the devious fox. They were even lonelier than before. "Let's bake again," suggested the old man one morning. "But what if the same thing happened?" cried the old woman. "I couldn't bear the loss. Let's make a girl this time and decorate her with candies." "Surely such a sweet little girl wouldn't run away," answered the man. So they mixed up the dough, rolled it, and cut it out. They dressed it with as many candies as they could fit, completing the cookie with an amazing hairdo made out of licorice whips. "She is sweet," guessed the little old woman as she slid the cookie sheet into the oven. While the lonely old man and the lonely old woman stood but watched by the oven, they talked, remembering their gingerbread boy's short life. "He never should have run away. He never should have trusted that fox." As the new cookie baked, her mind woke up, and she heard everything. Sweet or not, she thought, things will be different this time. When it was time for the cookie to be done, the old woman carefully, ever so carefully, cracked open the oven door to peek. Bam! Out jumped the gingerbread cookie, running towards the door. The little old woman screamed, "Stop! Stop!" And the little old man came running. But the cookie was already out of the door and headed down the same path that her brother had traveled. "Here we go," whispered the gingerbread girl. The man and the woman chased after her, but she sang, "I'll run and I'll run with a leap and a twirl. You can't catch me, I'm the gingerbread girl." As the gingerbread girl dashed along the path, she came to a group of farmers working in the fields. The aroma of fresh baked gingerbread caught their attention. "Wait," the hungry farmers shouted, and began to run after the gingerbread girl. She laughed and called, "Hey, farmers, don't bother. Like my brother, I'm fast. Run all you want, but I've learned from the past. I'll run and I'll run with a leap and a twirl. You can't catch me. I'm the gingerbread girl." Farther down the road, a pig came into view. As the gingerbread girl grew closer, her candy sparkled in the sunlight. The pig squealed with joy and tried to take a bite, but the gingerbread girl was too fast. She leaped over him, singing, "I can leap past Piggy like all of the others. This story will not end like that of my brothers. I'll run and I'll run with a leap and a twirl. You can't catch me, I'm the gingerbread girl." Down the path she came upon an artist. "A masterpiece good enough to eat," the artist whispered, and reached out to scoop up the gingerbread girl. With some fancy footwork, the gingerbread girl zipped past, laughing. "I can outrun this artist like I outran the pig. I am one smart cookie, despite this wild wig. She has red licorice whips for her hair, and they do sort of look wild. I'll run and I'll run with a leap and a twirl. You can't catch me. I'm the gingerbread girl." Farther along, the gingerbread girl passed a cow with her calf, who mooed happily. "Mama, I want a cookie to go with my milk." But when the cow tried to catch the gingerbread girl, she soon found herself running behind, listening to the gingerbread girl call, "Chase if you want. I am faster than you, although you have 4 feet, and I've only 2. I'll run and I'll run with a leap and a twirl. You can't catch me. I'm the gingerbread girl." Up ahead, a dog walker was crossing the path with 3 dogs. The dogs barked happily, seeing a tasty treat headed their way. But as the gingerbread girl sped past, the group was soon in line with the others that were chasing her. "You're joining the chase. The more the merrier, but no one can stop me, not hound and not terrier. I'll run and I'll run with a leap and a twirl. You can't catch me. I'm the gingerbread girl." And here's the line of the pig and the old man and the old woman and 3 dogs and the cow and her calf and the horse and the farmers, all of the farmers, and everyone is now chasing the gingerbread girl. Now the path ran past a school. The children were out for recess and feeling quite hungry. Shouts of "Cookie!" were heard from across the playground. The gingerbread girl waved to them all as they joined the chase with their teachers, and she sang, "I know it's snack time and you want a sweet. Come follow along and you'll soon have a treat. I'll run and I'll run with a leap and a twirl. You can't catch me, I'm the gingerbread girl." finally, the gingerbread girl came to the same river her brother had tried to cross. Who should be waiting for her but that same devious fox? "Hello, my pretty," crooned the fox. "I was a friend of your brother's. It looks like trouble runs in the family. Do let me help you cross the river. Just jump onto my tail." The gingerbread girl shivered, then sang in nearly a whisper, "Do I have your promise for a safe ride to shore? You won't drop or eat me. That's all I implore." The fox chuckled, "I promise, my sweet little tidbit." And the gingerbread girl gingerly climbed on the fox's tail. The instant the gingerbread girl climbed on the fox dove into the water, ready for a fabulous feast. "Oh, the water is so deep, move to my back," he insisted, thinking that this cute cookie was even dumber than her brother. Anyone could tell by looking at her that she was an airhead. The gingerbread girl did what she was told. "That's a good little girl," the fox said with a snicker. "Oh, my, the water is deeper. Now move to my head." No sooner had he spoken those words than the gingerbread girl leaped to his head, pulling off a strand of her own leathery licorice hair. With the expertise of a ranch hand, she triple-looped it around the fox's snout and tied it off with a knot. "You're right," she whispered in the fox's ear. "I am good." The fox snarled and struggled and strained, thrashing around, but the gingerbread girl hung on and turned him back towards the crowd. Riding the fox like a bucking bronco, the gingerbread girl whizzed past singing, "He'll run and he'll run with a leap and a twirl. Come follow me, I'm the gingerbread girl." The awestruck crowd followed all the way back to the lonely old woman and the lonely old man's house. The gingerbread girl rode into the kitchen, tied up the fox, jumped on the table, and she measured and a mix with a leap and a twirl, singing, "I'll bake you some more, I'm the gingerbread girl." The old man and the old woman quickly joined in to help, having a happy, hungry houseful to feed. From that moment on, of course, they were never lonely ever again. And what of that fox? The gingerbread girl was eventually able to teach him some manners, using gingerbread crumbs for treats. Most days you could see them riding across the countryside and to hear a small voice drifting in the breeze. "We'll run and we'll run with a leap and a twirl. I outfox the fox. I'm the gingerbread girl." Our next book is 10 Kisses for Sophie by Rosemary Wells. Aunt Prunella's birthday was coming up. "We're having a party," said Sophie's mama. "We'll make Aunt Prunella's favorite chocolate kisses with pistachio buttercream filling." Sophie squirted the melted chocolate into the kiss mold. She spooned pistachio buttercream into the kisses. When the kisses were done, Sophie and her mama put a birthday candle on each one. Then Sophie's mama wrapped each one in mint green foil. There were 10 kisses, and they were as beautiful as jewels. Sophie wanted to eat hers right that minute. Sophie's mama gave her a glass of milk instead. "If you eat chocolate kisses before bed, you'll be up all night long, tossing and turning," said mama. In case of midnight invaders, Sophie's daddy put the kisses up high on the top of the fridge. But just thinking about chocolate kisses kept Sophie awake, tossing and turning. In the moonlight, Sophie climbed out of her big girl bed and tiptoed into the kitchen. She climbed to a perfect spot to view the kisses. Here she is. She took a chair, and she climbed onto the kitchen counter. And then she had a big, thick cookbook there, and she climbed on top of that, and so she could see the top of the fridge. She counted the kisses. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 kisses, sleeping in their mint green foil blankets. But the big question was, how many guesses were coming to the party? Would there be a kiss left for Sophie? Sophie was very worried, but suddenly she had an idea. Sophie drew a picture of Granny on a place card. Sophie put one pink dot next to Granny's picture. Then she went into the dining room and put it in Granny's place. Mama was next. Two, said Sophie. And Mama got two pink dots. Daddy got three. Sophie made place cards for each guest. Aunt Prunella was four. Uncle Bertie was five. Cousins Horace, Caesar, Zeus, and Athena were 6, 7, 8, and 9. 9 guests and 10 kisses. There will be one kiss left for me. And now Sophie could sleep. In the morning, Mama was thrilled to see the place cards on the table. Now we know where we will sit, said Mama. Suddenly the telephone rang. Sophie's dad answered it. Always room for one more, he said into the phone. The more, the merrier. Cousin Martha's coming in from Saskatoon. I'll get an extra chair, said Daddy. Sophie made Cousin Martha's card. But Sophie's heart was not in her work. In came the whole crew all at once. Sophie counted them. 10 guests. 10 kisses. Why didn't Cousin Martha stay in Saskatoon? Sophie hardly touched her mac and cheese or the cheddar biscuits with cucumber salad. There were tears in Sophie's eyes. Granny saw them. She knew something was wrong. Grandma brought out the kisses. Granny counted them. Then she counted the guests. Thank you, said Granny. But I'm on a nut-free, chocolate-free, butter-free diet. It was a very good thing that Sophie was not on a nut-free, chocolate-free, butter-free diet, too. Do you really think Sophie's grandma was on a diet from chocolate, butter, and nuts? Or do you just think she was trying to be kind so that Sophie would get a kiss, too? This book is Princess Super Kitty by Antoinette Portis. There are girls who are regular girls, but not me. I have a tail because today I am a kitty. And here she is. She has a tail that looks like a cat's tail pinned to the back of her skirt. And she's wearing a headband with two cat's ears on it. It's all made out of construction paper. When Mum says, Maggie, I say, meow. That means I am a kitty, not a Maggie. Kitties are cuter than regular people. And she's thinking of her little brother whose face is covered with peas. And there's a kitty around beside him. And she thinks the cat is cuter than her very, very cute little baby brother. When Mom says, milk or juice, I say, meow. That means milk, please. Kitties only drink milk from a dish. And here she is drinking her milk. bending over a bowl on the kitchen table and lapping it up with her tongue, not drinking it out of a glass. When Mom says, "Are you hungry, kitty?" and I say, "Meow," that means yes. Kitties only eat fish. And so here's Sophie on her hands, Maggie on her hands and knees, eating tuna fish sandwich out of a bowl on the floor, just using her mouth, but not her hands. That's pretty tough to do, don't you think? Kitties like to take lots of naps, but not me, because I'm not just a kitty. I am Super Kitty. And here she's put on yellow tights, taken off her skirt so she just has her pink dotted undies on. And then she has a cloak and a shirt that's pink with three stars across the top. And she still has her kitty ears on. Super kitties don't take super naps. They fly all over the place instead. And look for people to rescue. And here she's grabbing her little brother who's about to fall down the stairs. When Mom says, "Super Kitty, can you bring me the baby's bottle?" And I say, "Yes," and zoom in there in 0 seconds to bring the bottle. Super kitties can see things with their super strong eyes. They can lift things with their super strong muscles. And here she's lifting a big truck that's her brother's way up in the sky. And it's a really heavy truck. And even her brother is amazed. And super kitties have to open jars for everyone in the whole world. Here she's opening a jar of pickles and a jar of peanut butter. And her mom wants her to open a jar of cherries. But not me. Because I'm not just Super and a kitty. I am Princess Super Kitty. Princess Super Kitties do not open jars. They do royal things with jewels. And here she's all dressed up in a pretty pink dress. Lots of necklaces around her neck, lots of bracelets on her arms, some pretty little black shoes on her feet. She still has her tail pinned to the back of her dress, a little crown, but she still has her cat ears on. Some super kitties let their brothers play with them. "Hi, Mom," says Super Kitty. "I love being a princess super kitty." Here she is standing on a chair, all dressed up, and her brother is pretending that she is a queen. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Read to Succeed. Be sure to listen next time. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Janice Peary, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. So long until next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138.